At least three bodies have been recovered from the Java Sea off Indonesia. Search for more bodies from the missing AirAsia Airbus will be resumed. First light today. Flight QZ8501 disappeared on Sunday. 162 people on board flying from Indonesia to Singapore. We now know its final resting place. Joining me now is Nathan Safe, President of the Australian and International Pilots Association. Nathan, good morning.
Good morning.
Getting some certainty now, after only a few days here. The location of the bodies and the plane debris, how close is that from where we might have expected to find those things?
Well, from what I understand, Jonathan, the wreckage was found only around 6 miles or roughly 10 kilometres from the last known position of the flight. So I think, to me, that indicates that we're not dealing with any kind of MH370 hypothesized scenario here, and the aircraft wreckage being so close to the planned flight path will make recovery of the wreckage easier.
And apparently in reasonably shallow water too, which will give hope that the black boxes can be recovered in fairly good order?
Yeah, that's right. The Java Sea is only, on average, I think about 50 to 100 metres deep versus several kilometres for the Indian Ocean, for example, so that will help as well.
Now, one of the first items that was recovered in the wreckage was one of the evacuation slides. Does that suggest anything, or is that just part of the debris that might have fractured away from the aircraft on impact?
Well, based on the photos and the information I've seen this morning, I think the latter scenario is more likely. The slide didn't look like it. It certainly wasn't inflated. It was still sort of just crumpled up, and the slides do just sit inside the parts of the door of aircraft like that. So it's something that could have quite easily just have come detached from the aircraft and doesn't necessarily indicate that it was either inflated or attempting to be inflated at any time.
Now, when we have those black boxes, there will be an investigation. Do we have a sense now of where that will take place and who the responsible authority will be? This is an airline based in Malaysia, but a crash which took place in Indonesian airspace. Who then takes on the job of that investigation?
I think you'll find that that it's Indonesia who technically takes control. However, in scenarios like this, it's very normal for both the airline of origin, which is still, in this case, Indonesia, but also the country in which the manufacturer, in this case Airbus, is based. So it will probably head off to Europe, to France, to be analysed by Airbus. And also you may find that Boeing in the US may have some involvement as well. Them having a long history of accident investigation.
There's talk too, I mean, a lot of talk all through this period of waiting, but in the last 24 hours of the weather and the role the weather may have played in this accident. Now, we know that the aircraft, its last conversation was looking for permission for a change of altitude. What might have happened then? There was a waiting period then. Is that normal? We're looking here for answers and groping somewhat in the dark, but it would seem the weather is potentially to blame here.
Look, I think that the weather is likely to have been a significant factor. Whether or not it was the final major factor will need to be decided as part of an investigation, but requesting significant deviations left or right of the planned track is not unusual at all. Flights I've operated myself, even within domestic Australian operations, you sometimes end up requesting something close to 150 or 200 kilometres left or right of your planned route to avoid weather, because quite often you get these enormous cumulonimbus thunderstorm cloud formations that extend vertically well up beyond 50,000 feet, which is well above what a normal jet can operate at. So you have no choice but to try to go around the side of them versus over the top of them.
And as we now know, there was a waiting period of some 4 or so minutes between that request and, well, there was no response because the plane disappeared. I mean, we have here an area of airspace which appears to be very congested, both in terms of traffic and weather. There's this concentration of both.
It is, and it's not unusual in congested airspace to be held down, so to speak, and not be able to climb to your desired altitude immediately. That's not unusual at all. And there are some contingency procedures in place where you can essentially just declare a weather-related emergency and essentially climb or descend without a clearance if you really have to. Ultimately, the captain of an aircraft has the final say over the disposition of the aircraft and flying it where he or she sees fit. So those decisions can be made in the right circumstances, and we may well be dealing with a situation like that here.
Nathan Safe, thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you.
Nathan Safe is President of the Australian and International Pilots Association. So we have wreckage and bodies. The waiting now begins for the recovery of the wreck proper, and with it the black box flight recorders.